Okay, Rav Moshe, we'll try to complete the sugya today and start Yemiyat Hashem on the next Gemara next week. So a few things we'll focus on. We're up to the Tosfos, the Chalek Yatzas. Okay, so we have three things that Rav derives from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva learns out that the meaning of Yom HaRishon HaShbisa was not Tezvav. Yom HaRishon means Erev Pesach. And Rabbi Akiva proves it because Havara, we find, is an Av Malacha, and therefore you couldn't imagine that the Torah would be saying to do the Havara, Tashbisu, on Tesvav, on Yantif itself, because there's an Issa Malacha, Kam Malacha Yasavahem, on Yantif. So the Gemara first learned out that you see Rabbi Akiva interpreted Tashbisu as Sreifa, as Havara. That's the Shita of Rabbi Huda. That's Shmamina number one. Shmamina number two is Havara L'chalk Yatsas. As we noted in Rashi, there's a Machukas Tanoim, why the Torah has a special pasuk in Parshas Vayakel that says, Lo Sevar Eish Pachom Lo Shpasechem B'yom HaShabbos. We know that there's Malachas on Shabbos that are Aser, and Havara is one of the things that would be Bechal Malacha. It was done in the Mishkan, it's Chashuv. And so why does the Torah have to enumerate specially a lav for Havara? So one opinion is Havara is L'chalk Yatsas. The other opinion is Havara L'lav Yatzas. What do these two opinions mean? Havara L'chalik Yatzas means that if you do multiple malachas, more than one malacha with one lapse of awareness, with Helam Echad, so typically if you do one Avera a number of times, you eat Kazayis Chelev, another time Kazayis Chelev, another time Kazayis Chelev, and then you realize after that that you did the Avera, you bring one carbon. You did two different Averos, you ate Chelev, you ate Dam, then it'd be two carbonos. So here you did the malacha on Shabbos, of whatever malacha, and then you do the same malacha again. So you would think, or I should say, I'm sorry, you did a different malacha, but you did the same iser of lesasacha malacha. So you would think that it would only be one carbon because you did the same avera of malacha. So that's the din called chiluk malachos, that since the Torah tells you havara by itself, it's melamed on all the malachas, that each malacha is machayev a separate carbon, even though seemingly you did the same avera of malacha in general, but the malachas are machalik, chiluk malachos. That's called lachalik yatzis. From this perspective, the status of avara is no less than any of the other malachas. It's just the malamed, the Torah chose one malacha out of the rest to teach me this rule for all the malachas that lachalik. The other sheet does lav yatzis is to tell me that there is something less to Havara in terms of the Chomer Ha'isr, in terms of the Onesh, than the rest of the Melachos of Shabbos. In other words, Gelav Yatzas, there's no Kares, there's no Skila. Says the Gemara, it seems from Rabbi Akiva that he holds that Havara is L'chalk Yatzas. Where do you see it, Rabbi Akiva? So Rashi learns, and this is seemingly what Tosa says initially, that the Lashon of Rabbi Akiva, mid the Karelei Av Melacha, Rabbi Akiva's Lashon was, that lashon of Av Malacha, that goes better if you hold lechalik yatsas, because if you hold lav yatsas, then you wouldn't call it an Av Malacha. The lashon of Rabbi Akiva is what's driving us. The Ran in Chidush Aran just says it's. In other words, it's not halachic nafkamina, lishna dayik the lav dina. Point to this: it's just an issue of the lashon of Rabbi Akiva. The Pnei Yeshua adds that we find what goes into the definition of an Av Malacha. Why is something called Av, other things called Toda? What's the definition of Av Malacha? So he brings the Gemara in Shabbos, Perek HaZorek, Hachtav B'mishkan Chashiva B'Kori La'Av. So there's a whole question if that means you need two things, B'mishkan and Chashiva, or either one. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to say that if you hold that you have to have both of those things, the Mishkan and Chashiva, then we can understand why here, since you don't, it was the Mishkan, but it doesn't have the same Chashivas, that's why you wouldn't call it an Av. Of course, it's Aser and Yantif. It's called Malacha, but you wouldn't call it an Av Malacha. It wouldn't have the same Chashivas. And Rabbi Akiva uses the Lashon of Av Malacha. That's the first pshat in understanding what the Gemara means. Shmamina l'chalek, he holds l'chalek yatzis. Comes the Riva in Tosfos with another suggestion. The Od Amar Riva, the Lamanda Amar Lelav Yatzasa, Lo Haya Aser B'Yantif, Kevan Sh'ein Shem Malach Aleha. Says the Riva, it's not just about the lashon of Rabbi Akiva. It's also the substance of Rabbi Akiva saying. Akiva saying that you couldn't imagine that the Torah would tell us on Yom HaRishon of Tesvav, if Yom HaRishon meant on Pesach, to do Tashbisu in the form of Havara, because Havara is an Av Melacha. So that only makes sense if you hold Havara L'chalek Yatzas. Because if you hold Havara L'lav Yatzas, then it wouldn't be true that you would be ushered to do it on Yantif. Because whatever, if Havara were to be an L'lav Yatzas, it wouldn't be called a Melacha. Ein Shem Melacha Lecha. So Chur, that's a very big chidush. Understanding the implications of this, as we began yesterday at the end of Shir, and Michas Chinuch runs with this and explains the implications a little bit. In other words, what this means in effect is that the Isser Havara is an Isser Havara. It's not an Isser HaMelech. It's not an Isser of Melech. And therefore, if a person would get Hasra on Shabbos, with the warning by Havara, don't violate losasecha melacha, which typically what you would, well, there's not going to be skila anyway, but maybe malchus, right? For a lav is malchus. So what would be the lav that they'd have to give hasra on to get malchus for the lav of Havara on Shabbos? Couldn't be losasecha melacha, because it's not melacha. The lav would have to be lo sevaro esh. Because it's not about melech, it's Isser Havara. The implications of this is that on Yantif, there'd be no Isser Havara. With Sebaro, it's B'chomosh V'sechem B'yom HaShabbos, it's an Isser Lav on Shabbos, and not on Yantif. So, the Rabbeinu Peretz brings in, and this is really a Tosus in Beitzah, because the Eger is Mitzayin from Beitzah, Daf Chav Gimel Mid Aleph. This is a big Inyan, they bring a Yerushalmi on this. When it comes to Yantif, can you light a candle that doesn't really have a function? When it comes to mitoch, right? So we know you have, we're going to see some next tosis, you need some kind of tzorach. Let's say there is no tzorach, if they're quite the most rishonim. So let's say there's no tzorach. Ner shel batala. Can you light on yantif a candle to lo l'tzorach ka? Seemingly, it would depend on this issue. If we say Havara L'lav Yatzas, and we interpret that to mean that there's no Shem Melacha, and therefore the Isser is only on Shabbos, then there's mamish no Isser at all to have Havara on Yantif. That's what Rabbeinu Peretz brings from here, from the Yerushalmi. It's the same thing in the Tosfos and Beis Chav Gimel that Rabbi Akiva Eiger is Mitzayin here. He brings such a Yerushalmi. V'chein mashem b'Yerushalmi, ma'u l'aguki nersha batala b'yantif, Rab Yosef Rab Nassim, chad shari chad osar, b'may ha-machokis teluya. What is this machokis in Yerushalmi about? Whether nersha batala is mutter or osar. Man da osar saber l'chalik yatsas. Tahvi b'chal, l'sasecha melacha. So l'sasecha melacha is going to carry over to yantif. The Torah warns about melacha and yantif. Man da shari saber l'lav yatsas. So which means, havara is completely mutter. The Minchas Chinuch, yes, go ahead now. The point is, it's Mamish Mefurish in Rabbi Akiva, in other words. He calls it an Av Melacha, and he assumes it's Asher and Yantif. It all goes together. It's not just a technical issue of the Lashon, Rabbi Akiva. It's more than the Lashon. It's the whole point. We find it's an, I mean, it's obviously that too, but it's not just about the Lashon. If it's saying it's not, it's saying it's mutan yatav, it's not a melacha. That's the point. It's just an Isser Havara. The Minchas Chinuch equates this with some other inyanim, and then he asks that l'chor, the comparison is not necessarily valid. There's l'maso. There are other things that we find that are usher on Shabbos, and you wouldn't necessarily call it a melacha. It doesn't carry with it the onshin of l'sasecha melacha. For example, mechaner achar behemto is an iser lav on Shabbos. We have lavin on Shabbos that are not per se melacha. L'sasecha ma'atavim chavitacha Shvisas behemto, machamer, that's not say, but shvis, machamer is a lav. Tchumin according to Rabbi Kiva and Isidoraisa. So would you argue that on Yantif it wouldn't apply? So many hold that way. Many hold that Tchumin is not Aser Isidoraisa on Yantif, and machamer, achabehemto, is not Aser on Yantif. Although there are shitas that say otherwise, and he quotes this. In the beginning of the piece, and notes, this is in Reish Tzadi Ches, Reish Ches Tzadi, if some would pronounce it the other way. So it's in Os Dalet, he brings the Yushalmi, the Tosis in Beit Sochav Gimel, the Yushalmi, and then he goes on to this issue in Os Hey, just to give you the Tamsis Hadvarim, he says, if you assume whatever not Bechal Melacha on Shabbos, it's only a Lav, it's not Aser on Yantif, so what follows? Tchumin, which is Aser Min HaTorah, according to the Rambam in the Chinuch, only on Shabbos. Yud Beis Mil, that would be the shear for Tchumin on Shabbos to be Aser. It's not called Melacha. But Yantif wouldn't be Aser Min HaTorah. It's not called Melacha. Rashi and Chagiga seems to say that there is Nisa Tchumin on Yantif. Okay? And he says, here's the Tosis in Pesach and Daf Hei, that if Havar Lelav Yatzis, it wouldn't apply on Yantif. But Lemaisa, the Chinuch, the Minchas goes on after being a lot of Mekoros on this Inyan. He says, really, there's a big chiluk between saying Tchumin, a second, Tchumin or Machamer not being Aser on Yantif because the Torah only said on Shabbos and Havara. Here, it's a step beyond because without the Torah telling me there is a Tchumin on Shabbos or Machamer, I wouldn't know that there's anything wrong. The Torah created the Is. It wasn't like there is a pre-existing svara to assume that it's aser. It's and then the Torah just tweaks it. The Torah created the iser, and if it's not called melacha, so mehechet teisa, you should aser on yantif. When you have say something, unless you say some kind of a hekesh, but you could say Shabbos and not yet. However, when it comes to avara, the default without the Torah speaking would have been that it's a melacha because it's what was done by mishkan, and it therefore would be b'chal melacha. So now the Torah says there is no onesh. It's a lav, only a lav. Okay, but why would you now jump to the conclusion that it should now be limited to Shabbos? So there's a chiddush to say it over here that's not as big a chiddush in the case of Tchumen and Machamer. And he brings this kasha in the name of the Shagas Ari at the end. Like he's bothered in the later paragraph. He says, why would you want to take Havara out of the category of Melacha Gabe Yantif? You see, Rashi even says Tchumen is Aser on Yantif. So even if you argue about Tchumen and say it's not Aser Midrash on Yantif, but Havara should be. And he says, this is what I saw, Ra'isa b'shagas aryeh, isim in ayin alof, shekasav kidvareinu. The af, yavara l'lav yatsas, nikom makom noeg b'yantif. Yeah. Okay, questions. Earlier, yeah. I don't say Drabbanan. I only said Drabbanan maybe by Tchumen. I mean, Tchumen could be their indications that there is a Tchumen. The Sugis in Erevin, their indications that Tchumen does apply by Yantif. It's come out in the forest there. But the answer is that would be the Drabbanan. But the Issa Tchumen Daraisa, if you assume that the Machokes, and it could be Gemachal between the different distances, Yud Beis Mil, El Kaimama, but whatever it is that might be the Raisa by Tchumen. So that's where many Shitas would hold that it wouldn't apply on Yantif. Rabbanan could be different. Havara, I don't know if anyone would say it's Rabbanan. If you go with the idea that it's only in Shabbos, here there's another Svara maybe you could put in. There's a Dio Kapasuk. B'yom HaShabbos. This is what's also mashman, been parrots a little bit. So maybe you could be medayik b'yom HaShabbos and not on Yantif. There is a havmin in the Gemara Beis on Yud Beis, b'negia hotsa abeis shame abeis hillel, that the Gemara says at the end it's a machokes and mitoch, but the Gemara suggested maybe it's a machokes whether hotsa b'chal is aser on Yantif. So maybe there's a lashon pasuk also in Yirmiyahu b'yom HaShabbos not to carry masa, but that the Shagas Ari says could be hotsa is a it's a weaker melacha, so that's why you could argue that you maybe wouldn't apply in Yantif. But the Gemara ends up saying a maskana that everybody agrees that Otsa is Aser on Yantif, and the Machokis is about Mitoch. But Lemaisa here, there's a deal, B'yom HaShabbos. I don't know that anyone would say it's us or Drabbana. And there are things that Drabbana could be. Maybe you could bring that in. We know to be molid a fire, so could be. I'm not sure. But either way, this is what comes out of the second Tosfos here, that the pshat of the Riva, first pshat is just a Lashon issue in Rabbi Akiva, Av Melacha, sounds like L'chalek. Second pshat of the Riva is Nafkamina, that there wouldn't be an Isra Avar and Yantif if you held L'Gav Yatzis. There's a third pshat in the Gemara, and the second Shmamina of the Gemara. The third pshat is the Rach. Take a look at Ben Hanano. How does he learn the Gemara? What's the Shmamina of Havara L'chalek Yatzis? Interesting thing is a lot of raid on this Ibn Chanana. Amar Rava, Shema Mina Midrav Kiva Tilas, Shema Mina Bichamitz El Sreifa. Okay, that's the first one. The Isak Kedaitach below Sreifa Yashvisua Fil Biyantiv Shelo Bisreifa. Fine. B'Shamina Mina Havara Lachalik Yatzisa. Everyone with me on the Rach. The Isak Kedaitach Lulav Yatzisa. If you would tell me it's Lulav. Tasi asay the hasbasas chametz litchi lav the havara. If you would say the lav yatzis, then let's say that you should have the asay dochelos asay. Let the asay of hasbasas chametz of tashbisu be dochel alav. That's the raya that it must be that he holds the chalik yatzis. What is he saying? What? That if the Lav Yatzis, then it should be halacha of Asay Docholos Asay. So what's bothering Rabbi Akiva? It can't be on Yantif. The Asay of Tashbisa should be Dochel, the Lav of Lo Sevaro. In other words, clearly he assumes Lo Sevaro pause on Yantif, right? Not like we said in the Riva. But he's saying, but if the Lav Yatzis, then I should say Asay Docholos Asay. Masha'enkin, if I hold that it's the Chalik Yatzis, then it's better. What's the obvious problem that we should be jumping out of our seats and asking on the Rach? What's the obvious kasha? We're talking now Shabbos or Yantif? We're talking now if Tashbisu Yom Rishon would have meant
Yantif.
Okay, and Yantif, regardless, it's only a lab, right? There's no onesh of kares. Asay is dochalos asay. It's not dochalos asay sheish, but kares maybe. This is based in, right? That's the sugis and yevamis in the first parak. Achora, asay is not dochalos asay sheish bokaris. So you have to know why would you have thought whatever in the sugis and yevamis, why would you have thought that the din of asay dochalos asay the seder. Okay, but we're talking now yantif. Yantif it's a los asay, that's not kares. So my nafkamina, if it's lechalik olav yatzis on Shabbos, and yantif it's only los asay. Elamai, go ahead, Ari. Oh, so good. See, asking, so we're getting there. So now, but the answer is, there's a problem. You can't say asay dochelos asay because the sugya pei gimel pei dalet that we saw a few times already. The Gemara asks, why isn't srifas kachim dochel yantif? Right? If it's no sar now on the first day of Pesach, you can't burn it till the next day. Says the Gemara, Ravashi, after Gemara brings a few drushes, the Gemara asks, let the asay of be'esh disrofu be dochel dochelos asay. Right, of Melacha and Yantif. So what did Ravashi answer at the end? Paid out a Mid Aleph, and also in Shabbos, as we saw, Chafei. What did Ravashi say? Ravashi, on my top of the Gemara, paid out. Shabbason, the Yantif, Asehu. The Ein Aseh, Dochelos Aseh, the Aseh. That means to say that not only is there a lav, not to do Melacha and Yantif, there's an Aseh of Shabbason that Aseh is Melacha. So los asay vasay, asay can be doch los asay vasay. So then let's understand. So therefore you can't have the chiyah. So then what's the Rach saying? The Rach is saying that you should say asay doch los asay. It's los asay vasay. Meir is going to say yeah, but that's Ravashi. And what Rava gave a different explanation. Rava had a drasha. And this is who's speaking here. Shmamina. Who's Shmamina Rabbi Akiva? Who's speaking? Rava. Rava argues Ravashi. So that's not so simple. Tosis on that Peidala discusses Tosis and Shabbos. Does Rava argue or not on whether there is Shabbosam? But it's not going to help us. Let's even assume Rava argues and doesn't hold that there's an Aseh of Shabbosam. It's not an Isra of Melacha and Yantif of an Aseh. So then again, so we're back to square one. So then what's the difference if it's l'chalek yatsas? But again, there's no kares and there's no essay. So manafshach, if there's an essay, then he can't have dechia, and there's no essay, there should be dechia. So why is that tali in l'chalek yatsas or l'rav yatsas? So what's going on? That's pshat in the rach. Meir. So this is very nice. So you're going to say something. You can say a lot of different ways, but let's say you're away, and then maybe I'll say it in a slightly different way. But you could, it's all good. It's all the same basic approach. What we're going to have to say is that this very question, this is the outline, the issue of whether you have a say of Shabbos and Anyantis itself will depend on what? On whether L'chalek Yatsas or L'lav Yatsas. If we hold that, well, Sivaru Esh is L'chalek Yatsas, then when it comes to Yantif, it's going to be a lav and an essay, and you can say Asay Dochalos Asay Be'essay. If I hold the lav Yatsas, then when it comes to Yantif, it's just going to be a lav and not an essay. Now, what's the Hesber exactly? What should that be? So Meir is saying very good, and this is Dafka mentioned in the next piece of the Minchas Chinuch. A lot of things come up in Minchas Chinuch there. He brings a Rashba on this question. Does the Asay of Shabbason apply to things which are not Malacha? Machamer, Tchumin. Okay, this is not Malacha, but it's Asar and Shabbos. So a person would violate the Issa Machamer, which is a lav, or Tchumin, if you hold it's Asar and Shabbos, Midaraisa as a lav, would he also violate the Essay of Shabbos, of Shabbason? So he brings from a Rashba, the Isser Lav the Shabbos ain't over the essay. The assay koi dafka ala malachos. That's what he brings from the Rashba. But then the Minchas Chinuch says, I want you to know something. The Rashba's Chiddush is limited to Tchumin and Machamer. This is consistent with the previous paragraph. He says, Nirali, dafka Machamer u'tchumin. And the Rashba is talking about Machamer. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the paragraph of Ufimashe Kasavti. Aval Behavara, says the Minchas Chinuch, Ach, Leman de Amar Lelav Yatsas, Mikom Makom, Kiva dehi Bachlal Malacha. Rak HaTorah Hotsia Min HaKlal Dilo Yava Rak Lelav, Mikom Makom Aseh Kedikoi Koi, Ki Havi Malacha Chashuva. So the Minchas Chinuch cannot imagine that we would take the Rashba's Svara that you don't have a say of Shabbos on Machaner and apply it to Havara. Minchas Chinuch says, Havara would still have the essay of Shabbos. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. But maybe Pshat in the Rach. Could be what you're tying. He's saying maybe that the essay of Shabbosim is only on what's called a malacha. But it's going to come out a little bit interesting because the Rach is not holding completely like the Riva. Let's recognize something. It's a little bit like you're splitting a little bit here. Not here, but somewhat. Because Binogea, the issue of whether there's an Isser on Yantif, so the Rach is assuming it's Usser or not Usser on Yantif. The Rach is saying that it should be Usser to do Havara on Yantif, but there should be an Asay Docholos Asay. That means that from the perspective of what? From the perspective of whether it's Usser, the Rav doesn't hold like the Riva, right? But, what is he saying? But there's not going to be an Asay of Shabbason on Havara. Why not? Because it's not quite the same Halacha, but you're telling me it's Usser on Yantif. So you're going to have to say, well, you're going to have to somehow separate. In some ways, it's a malacha, or, you know, but not quite l'gavi Shabbason. That's a little bit strange, unless you'll say that the Isser is learned out. Stam the heck of Shabbos to Yantif. Yantif is learned from Shabbos. It's not a malacha, but whatever. If Mashal Frashi holds Tchumen is Asur on Yantif, right? If Tchumen is Asur on Yantif, even though it's not a malacha, so then you could argue Havara is no different. Whatever is Asur on Shabbos is a heckish to Yantif. But mitzad, the Isser Shabbason has to be a malacha. So he'll equate it to Machamer. It could be like that. I would say maybe a little bit differently. So then you're getting to this Rashba that he's quoting, that Minchas is quoting about whether you say Shabbason on Machamer, for example. Maybe we'll say it a little differently, formulated as follows. Again, the same basic approach. What does it mean to say L'lav Yatsas? The Torah is taking away all the extra associated baggage of Onshin and Tzivuyin and stripping it all away and saying, all it is a lav. No kares, no skila. So maybe the svara is, without getting to the lumdus of the Rashba, that this say doesn't give, without the technical word, malacha, not malacha, it's called a malacha. Nikadasar and Yantif. But the lav yantif means anything beyond just a lav doesn't exist. So if the Torah took away kares, took away skila, says the Rach, Mistama, the Torah took away the assay too. In other words, it doesn't have any extra chomer above lav. So that would be why the Rabbi would be saying, if you would hold the lav yatzas, then I have a straightforward assay, dochalos assay. Because the lav yatzas means there's nothing but a lav. So the same way the Torah was mafkia from having kares and skila, the Torah took away the extra chomer of assay. Anything extra than just a lav, any extra stringency doesn't exist to havara. So if I say like that, I think I avoid this sort of having to split. Well, you know what? It's asa and yantiv as a malacha or somehow, but it's not quite going to have the essay. Because call what you want, but it's not going to have anything but a lav. If I say dochalos assay, because the assay doesn't exist. Now, take it if it's chalak yatzas, then of course it's a lav by yantiv, but it's not going to have the onesh of kares and so on. But there's always the assay of shavasam, so you can't have assay dochalos assay. So this is how Achron and many Achron want to go explaining the Rabbeinu Chananel. The basic approach is what we're saying, that the issue is going to hinge on whether there is a Shabbason or not. But why exactly that's Talui in whether it's Lechalk or Lelav Yatzas, that you have to figure out exactly how to be Masbir. I think this is a simple way to say it. Lechalk Yatzas, as opposed to Lelav Yatzas, Lelav Yatzas means the Torah took away everything but the Lav. So therefore, anything that would add a stringency to this Isser doesn't exist. It's just the lav. So therefore, I say dochalos. I say Yaakov. Yeah. I don't hear you. What? Again. It, on Shabbos, if you hold the chal yatzas as opposed to lav yatzas, then the answer is both. Like all these three Shabbos, karis and skila is only a question of hasra. If you have Edom Nasra, then it's the Skila. If it's Edom Belo Asra, that's the Nechrisa. So all of that's true by Melachos of Shabbos. And the Mishayat Machok, it's about Havar, is whether Havar is Bechal, that as well. We're just saying, suggesting that if you hold the Lav Yatzas, not only did the Torah eliminate the Kares and the Skila, the Torah took away the essay as well. Okay, so we have three Pshatim, really, in how the Shema Minah, Havar Lechal Yatzas, is going to read. What is the third Shema Minah now? Ushma mina, also we see from Rabbi Akiva, lo aminan, hoel behutra havar l'tzorech, hutranami shilo l'tzorech. So we have the rule called mitoch, the Gemara in Beit Zadaf Yudbeis, Amid Aleph, in discussing the Mishnah there is machokes b'shamay b'shilel. There the case involves hotzah. B'shamay says you can't take the katan, a lulav, sefer Torah, shus harabim. So Hatzah would not work if it's not formal Ochel Nefesh. It's still Matirin. The Gemara goes on to explain that the Shaila is whether he said Mitoch Shehutra Hatzah Litzorech Hutra Nam Shelo Litzorech. That's Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai doesn't subscribe to that. The Gemara, by extension, goes on in Amid Beis and says a similar issue regarding Havara. Do we say Mitoch Shehutra Havara Litzorech? Hutranami Shilo Litzorech, according to Bishilo, that would be the same thing as by Hotzah, and by according to Bishami, it would be us. So similarly, the Gemara is saying here that Rabbi Akiva doesn't accept this principle of Mitoch that he would say by Havara, Mitoch Shilotra Havar Litzorech or Shilo Litzorech, because if he held a Mitoch, then what's the problem with doing the Teshbisu on Yantif? In a Chenami, it's not Litzorech Ochel Nefesh. But we say the rule of mitoch, that if it's mutter litzorach, it's mutter shelo litzorach. It must be he doesn't subscribe to that rule. It sounds like he's going like Beis Shammai, chidush, but that's what the Gemara is saying. Rabbi is medayik in Rabbi Akiva. Says Tosfos. Lo amin mitoch, de'i amin mitoch, shari. If you say mitoch, then it would be mutter to do the tashbisu, the sreifas chametz on tesvav. Tosis brings in, this is one line of Tosis, but it's mamish many, many lines of Tosis elsewhere. There's two halves to the sentence. Each half has to be elucidated, right? Part one. Where is Tosis coming from? Tosis doesn't explain much here, but Tosis has a lot to say about this in Beis Yudeis and elsewhere. So the Zayin and other places, that Tosis assumes that when you say mitoch, it doesn't mean hutter shelo tzorach klal. Remember, what's the case in the Mishnah Daf Yudeis and Beis? You're taking the lulav, right? You're taking a lulav, it's just a rabbi, taking a sefer Torah, it's just a rabbi. There's a tzorach. There's a tzorach of mitzvah. Tosus extends that to tzorach hayom, tzorach mitzvah. There has to be some element of tzorach, tzorach tzas. That's Tosus here on the bottom, on your days and beitzah, for example. He says, if you were to argue that you don't need any tzorach, you have a lot of problems in many gemaras. We mentioned, for example, later in Mevav, ha'ofem yomtev l'chol. Rabbah and Rav Chisda have an argument whether you get malchus or not. So what's the question? Because maybe there's a svar called ho'il. It's not ochel nefesh, because you have your meal already. So now you're doing it for the weekday. But maybe archem will show up. Without ho'il, loke. I mean loke. I am to mitoch. You hold like bishilel. The answer is, this is not with tzorach anything. It's tzorach ho. There's no tzorach hayom whatsoever. This and other rayas. And the fact that the Mishnah gives an example of, you know, of a katan, pashtus, whatever it is, a tzorach, is some tzorach. Tosfos says it doesn't have to be dafka katan gemulo for a bris milah. Hu adin shelo gemulo, gam gatiyo is also something. Tiyo is also tzorach hayom for a walk. So it has to be tzorach hayom tzas. So that's part one of Tosfos. Tosfos shita is many rayas to this, big sugya, big inyan. Rashi dafka argues. Rashi is mashma. Big hula, that mitoch is a way of saying that the malacha basically is categorized as an ochel nefesh malacha, and then everything goes. There's no tzorach whatsoever that's needed. It's mamish mutter. Tosfos says it has to be some tzorach hayom tzaf. So what's Tosfos parrots? But over here, if you're doing tashbisu in a form of sreifa on yantif, so that's called tzorach. Why is it called tzorach? So what tzorach would you call it? Tzorach what? Why is it called tzorach? What are you doing? What's the tzorach, no? What? So you're using very strong language. You got it from the Rabbeinu Peretz, I imagine, right? Good. Lashon Rabbeinu Peretz. Shema menalu amina mitoch. Masmaha yav yamina mitoch avishari. Bekasha. Tosfos spoke very succinctly, but the Rabbeinu Peretz speaks a little more, fleshes it out. Habi'inan tzorach tzas, v'hacha mait tzorach tzas ika. Rabbeinu Peretz over here. The Yeshua Keva di imlo haya mevaro, haya over ala b'bar rabbi imatzei, tzorach tzas karinan dey. Oh, he says, because you have a b'yirabai imatzei issue here. So, imlo haya mevaro, that's a tzorach. That's a tzorach tzas, because you don't want to have b'yirabai. The mitzvahs tashbisu and the boarding of Bayera Bayimat say that's the tzorach. That's the tzorach. The only question we can ask, we've spoken this out a few times, Shagis, I asked this kasha, other achronim, the shita satosus and chavtes that we mentioned a few times, if a person's holding on to chametz with the intention that he's going to do beer whenever that opportunity, the first opportunity that's available, it's not a violation of Bayira. Masha Chometz Amnas Levaro, Tosfos brings that right in the sugya there, in Chavtes there with Chometz Shel Hegdish. Masha Tosfos comes out that the Nituk HaAseh of Bayira is not just Stam, a Nituk like every other type of Nituk that, no, it won't be Malkus, let's say. But it means that to the extent that your Das is for the Tashbisu, which apparently applies all Yantif, so there's no Bayira either. So then why is there a Tzorach? What's the Bayira? It's not a Bayira. Rabbeinu Peretz says Mefurish Bayira. To me, that's a Raya. The Rabbeinu Peretz doesn't hold the Tosfos Chavtes, right? Which is why it just supports what we said back on the beginning of the Sugya, that when Rabbeinu Peretz asked on Rashi that what Rashi thought in the contradiction of the Psukim of Abaye, if you remember, that the time it takes to do the burning is a violation of Baye Roeh. And Rabbeinu Peretz asked, that's not true, because your Machazel of Levaro, says Rabbeinu Peretz, Harehu Kemevuah. So at first glance, you'd start thinking, what does he mean? He means that, like Rabbi Tosus on Chav Tes, that Machazel Levaro, it's Mash Yehudah Etacham, it's Amnas Levaro. But if that was what he held, then what does he mean over here? That he says it's well, you're right. You're going to burn fire it as soon as your Chalomari comes. But the answer is he never meant the Re. He meant a new Svara, maybe the Ran and the Tshuva that we spoke out, maybe a specific Svara to Chametz, but your mamish now being Osek in the beer, being Osek in the beer at the first opportunity, that's not Vayirah. Again, however you say it's a local Svara or general Svara, that's going to get other things. But over here, you have a real Vayirah. You're holding in the middle of Tezvav, and it's not going to be Chalmoy till the evening. So just the fact that you have the das that comes right after Tzitzit Kochav, that's not going to be good enough. There's a Bayera right now. You're not dealing with the beer right now. So that's why he says it's Tzorach Tzas. Because you have a Bayera at stake. But Tosis, on Chavtes, who holds that, you hold on to Chametz, and Maslevaro is in fact not Bayera. What's the Tzorach according to Tosis?
Isn't it how this is also when it sounds like When the person in the prop is going to be like burning, like we're talking about, you keep it a little bit past this mind.
You're holding on. Your das, your mindset is you're going to burn it. You're not. Your mindset is to do beer. That's all. That's all it is. Seemingly. So the truth is, there's a tumo nachronim. Something Tosis only meant by Yeruah, but Tashbisu there will be. There's still a Tashbisu problem, so the Tzorach Sas could still be because of Tashbisu. Others say, if you look carefully at the context of Tosus and how Tosus brings a riot to this, it would seem from Tosus that even Tashbisa wouldn't exist. Okay, then there's other suggestions that maybe there's an afgamina between the Tashbisu of the middle of Pesach and the Tashbisu of the Yom HaRishon. If Tashbisu is the middle of Pesach, then as long as your mindset is to do the biur, then there's not a Ba'yira and it's not a Tashbisu either. But the Tashbisu of Yom HaRishon is its own halacha, whatever Yom HaRishon means. And for that, the fact that you're thinking that you're going to deal with the chametz as soon as you could, that doesn't take away your violation of Tashbisu right now. So if Yom HaRishon meant Tashbav, then this first day, whatever Yom HaRishon means, would have in it the stakes of Tashbisu. So that's a pre-Yitzchak. So Blazer wants to say like that. Even if you say Tashbisu exists the rest of Yantiv, it's like a new Hekish that learns out of Tashbisu, but the Tashbisu still stands separate and apart from the rest of Tashbisu, the rest of Yantiv. These are all ways to try to address the Kasha. The main thing is to hear the Kasha. What is the Tzorach Sas according to Tosfos? The Shitaso, that if you hold out the Chometz of Nas Levaro, it's not a Bayirah, and if you assume there's not a Tashbisu either, then how could Tosfos say here it's a Tzorach Sas? But then there's another interesting Indian that relates to all this, and that's the Sugya Davav, which we haven't seen, but just to have a little bit of it now, the Gemara has the case of a person who finds Chametz on Pesach. So what do you do? What do you do? Hamotzi Chametz, Amar Yudah Marah, second wide line. Hamotzi Chametz Beisel B'Yom Tov, Yom Tov Pesach, not Chol Moed. You do Srefa right away. Call for love is a kli. So what do? You cover it. So you won't. Call for love is a kli. You cover it. Now there is one that burned it. Can't move it. You can't burn it. So what's the shaila? Why should you be able to burn it? It's yantif. The answer is, mitoch shehutra havara litzorach ocho nefesh, hutra shelo litzorach. But you need a tzorach sas. Is it tzorach sas? So here we see, ba yiraya tashbisu. So why does it say you can't burn it? So what are you going to say? So Rabbeinu Peretz deals with this also, that's later in Davab, but it's really midurik and mashi already. That what's the case of the Gemara talking about? What is there about Yeroi at stake? What does Rashi say on that Gemara? Kovav is a kli. Look at Rashi. You can't move it. You cover it with a kli. The halachazi tuve ba puke. You can't take it out. You can't move it. You can't get rid of it in terms of moving it. Umiyo bebal yira lo ava. The bakli believe in mashma yidibito. Like the Gemara says about the tzarf shiyavata. But you might forget, and you might eat it, so you cover it, so you won't come to eat it. Rashi says the case is with bittel. If the case is with bittel, so then what? Then there's no bal yira. You took care of bal yira as bittel. So says Rabbeinu Peretz, there are davav as well. Right, kofel of a kli, so he asked the kasha. The imtoma mikol malkam amai kofel of kli nisrafe. The hada amal il the asa b'sreifa. Why does Gemara say in this case Rabbi Akiva tashbisu yamarishon can do sreifa because he doesn't hold a mitoch? But we do hold a mitoch, right? We hold a mitoch. So why not use the svar mitoch and be matir? But the Kiva doesn't hold a mitoch, but we do. That's the kasha of Rabbeinu Peretz on the Gemara Davav. So why are you not going to burn it on Yantif? One can be Sila, right? Everyone, you have a Rabbeinu Peretz. That's the kasha. So what does he say? The had the mashmal el the mutul sarfa without mitoch is talking without bittul. Because if it wouldn't have burnt it, you'd be ba'al yira. Baitis is the same thing. It'd be ba'al yira. Without bittul, it's a ba'al yira. So it's a tzarach sas. Therefore, you can't burn it. That's not much what Rashi says. So this is now a little bit of a heads up when we get to this with those that gemara. Kovas are clean. That's how that dovetails with our gemara. Its case is bittul. So what would be if there was no bittul? Comes according to what we see right now. Rabbeinu Peretz, Diuk and Rashi. If a person would find chametz on yantif a Pesach, not choma, yantif Pesach, and he did not do bittul, we hold like this hillel that we say mitoch. So what seemingly should be the halacha? Burn it. Interesting. So here you have the Magen Avraham, the Gra, really the Ritva says it. Not so simple. It's another svar that gets brought in here. The Magen Avraham, this is when it's brought in Shulchan Aruch and Tafnei Vav, meets Misha Motzi Chametz, the Beso, Chalmoid, Yantif. The Imu Yantif, you find Chametz the Beso on Yantif, Yechba Lav Kli and Alayla. That's the Machaber and Simon in Sif Aleph. Cover it. So you burn it the night of Chol HaMoed. Ramah, lefi shelo yuchal l'taltelo b'yantif, because you can't move it on yantif. As Ramah, gam v'sarfu b'mkomo aser, even if you don't move it, if you just find a way to bring a fire to the chametz, instead of bringing the chametz to the fire, you can't do that either. Can't move it, and you can't even burn it. And also you can't burn it. As if burning, maybe you can argue you could do it. So the Magen Avraham wonders, what's the Lashon HaRama? You can't even burn it. Kavachomer, Tiltu Drabban and the Chum didn't wave Muksa. Kavachomer, Havara Doraisa, why would you think you could burn it in Kombo without moving it? What's the Gam? So that he discusses that. And then the Toch HaDvarim, so he says, Betosis Psachim, Masma Demutu Isarfo, Artosis. Would be mass, but you could burn it. So according to the logic of Tosus, you should be able to burn it. But Tzarech Lomar, here's the difference. He doesn't explain much. The Gra does a little more, and the Ritva even more. He says, the difference is like this. In our Gemara, we're assuming that Yom HaRishon means Tezvav. If Yom HaRishon means Tezvav, and I would hold up mitoch, then this is the mitzvah. There was no earlier opportunity to do it. Then mitoch would justify doing sreifas chametz right now. And you could argue even with bittul for it, because it's still drabanan in the mitzvah to burn it. Tosfos and Ksubas Dav Zayin entertain such a possibility. So a mitzvah drabanan should also be good enough. Leaving out the bittul issue. It could be even with bittul. But so umaisa is at Tzorech right now of Tashbis. But that's according to Sakadaitach. The Yom Rishon Tashbi, so is Yantif. Lamaskana. What does Yom Rishon mean, Lamaskana, Sagamara? What does it mean? Yidal. Imkin also is self of Yantif. I in Chuvah Sarashba, the Shoah in Chuvah Sarashba says such a svar. Since you had the opportunity yesterday to do it, so then you don't have the vod of Tzarech Hayom of Tezvav or, you know, a Yantif itself. If you had the mitzvah yesterday, you didn't do it yesterday. The Gra. If you say mitoch, you should have been able to do it now in Yantif. So he says, now that this man is Yadalid, Havi Kedavah she'efshe l'aso so she'efshe me'erev Yantif. In the Gra's Ma'arech here, you can see some of the Makoros that we saw already. Umotzi chametz b'toch beis b'yantif, that we say kofel of a kli, and we don't permit you to burn it because of mitoch. It's muksa. Is it talking about bitlo, lo bitlo? See more. V'yesh omim afagav de lo bitlo, de lo chashiv lo tzorech hayom, v'gam lo over ba'yira, because Tosis in Chavtes, he brings that in. But the Gra said in the beginning, since you could have done it before. And then the Ritva says a similar thing, but he compares it. Interesting, his comparison. Mila shelo bizmana is not doche. Ritva says, Hasta de kaim one beer beer dalid, hecha de avar velo biter. According to Rabbi Peretz, what comes out? If you didn't do bito and you find chametz on yantif, so you can burn it because yeah, you have a bayira, tashbisu to deal with. Says the Ritva, lo bitel, velo badak, ein lesarfu biyantif, machokes. The kevan di giyaz mana kodem, va'avi kimilo shelo bizmana shein adoch yantif. V'chein utzati ifnei mori harav, va'odu ledvarai. You have to know exactly the word here. What's the word? We know by the Fashita Machshiv Yochel Nefesh or Docha Yantif. Machshiv, but we have a miut. Machshiv Yochel Nefesh are only Docha Yantif. If you could have done it, you could not have done it before Yantif. There's a drasha of Psukim. So if you're married with Machshirin, but we're Mimayit, only Machshirin that you couldn't have done before. So apparently, the Din and Mitoch would have the same parameters, according to what you see here. Mitoch would only be matir in a case where that tzorach hayom could not have existed before yantif. If you had another opportunity, then you can't rely on this mitoch. That's what you see according to these rishon. And then you have two shitas on this. Then I have a third shita, even more extreme, Maram Chalava. Maram Chalava doesn't take our Gemara the way we took it either. Maram Chalava, davav. Let me ask you the following kasha, and then we'll go to Ram Chalava. Sveifas kodshim. It's not done on Yantif, right? Right? The Gemara Pei Gimel, the Gemara Shabbos. What happened to Mitoch? What happened to Mitoch? Mitoch Shehut, right? Is it Tzorach Hayom? Is it Tzorach Mitzvah? Why can you do Ram Kodshim on Yantif? Because of Mitoch. Ravashi says, "Ein asei docha lo sasei vasei." But what happened to mitoch? Why wouldn't that be matir? What?
It would just be a little bit of the same
svara.
You shouldn't have let
him
come in the first place.
So that Tosis in Shabbos Chavdal acknowledges that you don't say mitoch on Sefas Kachin. The beginning of that Tosis in Chavdal and Shabbos, "Ein safin kachin biyantif." The kodshim, yes, how can you extend it to truma? Kodshim, dinu she'en sreifas and docha yantif. Lufi she'en yachal yohanos b'shas sreifa. V'lo armina mitoch shuhutra ha'baro l'tzorech, hutra nam shiloh l'tzorech. Elo shiloh l'tzorech ocho nefesh. Av tzorech she'hiksas tzorech ischanem o shum hana. And the tzorech mitzvah is not enough. So the answer is the tzorech mitzvah has to be today, tzorech hayom. So you bring kodshim, chalomai. That's probably the answer. It doesn't have to be today. But Amram Chalava uses that as a raya. He says, some say The kofel of a kli is because you did bittul, and there's no bayi roya. But if it's no bittul, since it's a bayi roya, sarifle. So he says, why? I don't agree. V'lo mechaber l'klal. Why don't I agree? Because dafi lo bitlo. Mitzvah l'sarfo, the mitzvah l'sarfo. Ein sarf no sabiyanta, v'kadshim yochichu. The sif saraftas and no sabayesh. You see that you have to wait for Chol Moed to burn kadshim. And you don't burn on yantif. Rabbi, see, he doesn't want to accept the tzorach hayom at all. Idea, at least here, but tzorach mitzvah. He doesn't distinguish between the Baal Yerah issue and the Sefer Kadshim issue. He doesn't make that feeling. Rabbi Akiva, the Isle, the Imbi Chametzel Sreifa, Mitzvah Lesarfo, said before, Ain Sarfim Beyantif. I, the Gemara says, Tamid Rabbi Akiva, Mishim Delor, Minim Mitoch, Shutrat, Sabar, Tzachutam, Shalom, Tzorach, and we hold it to be Silel, and we hold that we say Mitoch. So why can't we use Mitoch to allow you to burn the chametz you find on Pesach if you didn't do bittul? Why not? Mistavra li dahid Rabbi Akiva lo pligadi. Rabbi Akiva is not arguing either. How could Rabbi Akiva hold like Beisamai? That doesn't sound right. Beisamai argues a mitoch. Beisil says there is a din of mitoch. So Rabbi Akiva holds like Beisamai? So what's pshat in our Gemara? So he says, Hachi kama rabba, shmami na, not shmami na, Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold a mitoch. Shmami na, the bishilo lo ami mitoch, ela bedava shiyesh bo tzorach hayom. Like you have over there, katan, lulav, sefer Torah, shesarabim, bishil matirin, those things are tzorach hayom. So therefore, what he's trying to say is, I don't see havara of chametz, even when there wasn't bittul, even when it's a bal yiroya steak, as a tzorach hayom. And he compares it to sreifas kadshim. He doesn't see that difference that we're assuming for others, that if there was no bittul, that should be called tzorach hayom. According to, he's not saying what the Ritva said. He's not saying what the Ritva said. He's not saying because you could have done it yesterday. He doesn't say a word about that. He says, for him, the standard is, it has to be tzorach hayom. The mitzvah of tashbisu, the avera bayira, is not good enough for mitoch. And all Rabbi Akiva meant, shema min alar min mitoch, didn't mean Rabbi Akiva holds like b'shamai. Shema mina, Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold a mitoch, meaning if you're not going to have a tzorach hayom. And he said to the contrary, this is not tzorach hayom, the opposite of tosis, in other words. What did tosis say? Lar min mitoch, meaning he holds like b'shamai. What would have been the mitoch otherwise for Bisilo? A tzorach tzas, to burn the chametz. That's pshat in our Gemara. It comes out like menakatz al katz. The Tosis read of our Gemara is that this is enough to make the cut of called tzorach tzas to be called mitoch, and Mekiva doesn't hold a mitoch. According to that, what should be in the case of Moshi Chametz for Pesach? So if you did bittul, you can hear about the Bino Peretz, then maybe not. Tosis and Ksubis isn't so sure. He thinks maybe even then you could do Sreifa, because it's still at Tzorach Midrabanan. But okay, if you did bittul, didn't do bittul, for sure. For sure, that's a mitoch. Here you have the Ritva and Magen Avraham, the Gra, they say a different point. Within mitoch, you have to go by the standards of Machshiri Ochol Nefesh. If you could have done it before Yantif, you don't say mitoch. Here, Ram Chalava, what does he say? That the Gemara here is saying, we don't say mitoch if you don't have a tzorach hayom. He holds like Bishilel. And he's machadish, we don't say mitoch without the tzorach hayom. This is not called tzorach hayom. And therefore, kofer azakri also, you can't burn it. And he compares it to kach. And according to the other shitas that say you could have done sreifa on yantif if there was no bittul, they wouldn't compare it to kachim. Kachim, you can do tomorrow. But the fact that there's a bal yiroya stick at tashbisa, that's enough called tzorach hayom. Again, so here a little bit of a interesting issue, how this Gemara is going to line up with the Gemara later on Dav Vav. Questions? It's clear? It's a little bit confusing, that's why I make sure. Is it clear? And both said, like, so it comes out, there are three different, a range of three different shitas, how to apply our Gemara, the issue of our Gemara, to the Gemara and Kofel of Esakli if you find on Yantif, and why it might be the same, might be different, depending on different variables. Bittul, no bittul, whether he could have done it before, that makes a difference or not. Or Stama said, whether this is quoted, Sarach Hayom, the fact that there's a potential Bayira. And then the question against Tosis, that Tosis holds, if you hold on to Chometz, I'm not Zavaro, so then what's the reason with Sarach Hayom at all? Tosis is Shita, so you have to say something to Mechalek as well. Eliyahu, yeah. We hold that Bishilah of Mitoch. Pasuk Shana Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva holds like Bishamai. So obviously, in that regard, we don't know like Bishilah. The Maram Chalava doesn't want to say that the Gemara is saying Rabbi Kiva holds like Bishamai. So he takes the Gemara in a different way. The Gemara means Rabbi Akiva saying we don't say Mitoch when you don't have a Tzorach Hayom, and this is not called Tzorach Hayom.
Why do we have to try to align the sheet from Kachin to...
He doesn't see a difference between burning Kachin that you can't do on Yantif and you can't use Mitoch to help for that, and burning Chametz on Pesach. Other Rishonim are going to obviously be Mechalik. They're going to say, Srefas Kachin is not Tzorach Hayom. You can do it tomorrow. Mitzvah to Srefas Kachin exists, but today could be tomorrow. But Bal Yeroah, it means every minute you have the mitzvah right now. The earlier the better. There's a Bal Yeroah at stake. Tosis Shita in Beitza Yud Beis, in many places you need Tzorach Hayom. Tosis is what's the Gemara's Raya that Rabbi Kiva does all the mitoch. What would have been the mitoch is no Tzorach Hayom. Yes, there is. Mashim Avar, Havit Sorech, says Rabbeinu Peretz. Why? Because of Bayirah. We ask Tosis, Hoses, no Bayirah in a case where you're holding on, I'm not Savaro. You'll answer what you'll answer. But it's called, because of the need to burn your Chametz, it's called Sorech. And therefore, there could have been a Mitoch, but Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold a Mitoch at all. Maram Chalav is learning the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva is saying Mitoch doesn't work because there's no Sorech. And therefore, the case over there, it's obviously you have no choice. You can't burn it because it's not a Sorech. For the Rishonim who assume that burning Chametz on Pesach is a Tzorech, they have to assume in the case of Davav that you don't burn it because it's talking when you did Bittul. That's according to Rashi and Bittul Peretz. Or you'll assume like this Nusvar that the Gra and the Magen Avraham and the Ritvah say that in a case where you could have done it beforehand and then you found it on Yantav, that's when we wouldn't say Bittul. Our Gemara is different. Our Gemara is talking that if you would have Taishli Yom HaRishon to be Tesvav, then Mitoch would have worked to justify doing the Shiloh Tzorach, meaning Tzorach Ksas, on Yantav, because that's the mitzvah. There was no other time before. Again, that's why I think it's a little confusing, but hopefully everyone hears. You hear? Guys, you hear? Yeah? Okay, let me just give you this, and then with the Chumash, but it's a little bit a segue to Chumash, but it's fine. I want to share this with you. It could be together, because it's for us. It's a drush. It's drush. I tell you, it's drush right away at the beginning. But it's obviously very, very interesting. And it's min hashamayim that I found it. I stumbled on it this week. I would have found it. It's a whole story how I got to it. But havara lelav yatzas, havara lechalak yatzas. Okay, we know what it means for real, right? We know what it means for real. I wouldn't say this if we didn't know the basics. This is not in the Sefer Darash Moshe. It's in a Sefer Kol Ram, which was written up, things that he heard Ramosha said. This is in Parshas Vayakel. Lo sevaru esh b'chol moshvaseichem b'yom ha-shabbos. Rashi in Chumash quotes the Machokes, Yesh me'ab v'seinu omrim havara l'lav yatzas, Yesh omrim havara l'chalk yatzas. We know the Pashup Shah. Al derech harayon, more like machshava. These are two drachin in a person's hanhaga. There are people who their way is to speak a lot. There are other people, you want to record separately? Fine. No, it's okay. What?
No.
It's okay. Let's go. It's okay. Yesh anashim shenagim l'daber harbe, yesh anashim shekom milas omrim hi yikara etzlam. Every word is precious. Yesh omrim sha'omrim dabar echad ube'emes, the one word that says kol el dvarim harbe. But they don't speak out the pratim. They say what it is, and then that is leads into all kinds of sub categories of ideas. But you don't spell it all out. And there are others who are mefaret. When they speak out, they explain every detail. Hem sivurim sheish gedaber im kol pratim, so that the shomeya understands right away and doesn't have to like strain himself to understand it. They spell it out for them. They spoon feed all the implications, all the small details. But Emma says that there's no klalim for this. Amnam yesh pa'amim shetzarech gedaber b'ksara, and just mention the klalus. And the shomim understand the rest on their own, and they do the work, they fill in the blanks. Lumazos are times that the sorach is ledaber im kol ha-pratim. Ha-kol toli bizman u-betzibur ha-shomim. Two different halachim. Mi shemakatzer b'diburo ein zachisar. Adarabba, it's a maila. You speak less, you say the Rashi prokim, and you let everyone else figure it out from there. Because what's the mile of it? Einam avato says manshelo. You don't have to say much. You say what you say, and you're not mavato. There's man of the other people. They can do their own figuring out. The haremes l'shtei hashitos halalu hu b'divrei chazal asher hu b'barashi havara l'chalek yatzas. Means one word is a limit on everything. L'chalek, one word. Is l'chalik, that's mispashit, that spreads out, and you just have to pull it out of that. V'alulav yatzas means the idea of biur of every deep. That's on the top. The bottom of the page, there's a footnote from the one who raised Yeshua to put out the sefer. But Amman Maran Zatzal on his son, Rab David, at his 25th anniversary in 1977, Tavshin Lamed Zayin, Moshe was made on his son of David. Everybody knows his godless in Torah and Hanhaga. But one should add, Yesh Lahosif, he also has a shita, Shalola Daber, and to be mayit in his dibur. This is said on his 25th anniversary. Of a me'idach gisa, Masha yitzarech lomar, u'omer b'lashim berura. But what he has to say, he says clearly. To tell you mamish what we saw. And then he says, Rav Moshe added, it's unbelievable. Shemachmas ezasibos, whatever reasons, hu atzmo lo zacha l'tchuna hazu, shalakatzer b'dibur. He was not zochet to that tchuna. Vayamuchrach laharech b'dibur, lanrot sheba omek libo hu hayarot zelakatzer. He would have really wanted to be more able to say less and be able to, but he, his nature was he had to have to say more. But this was his edus on Rav David. And this is always connecting to Lusibaru Esh. Okay, good. We'll do it a chumash, okay?